And the headline says, if you eat berry fruits, and in this study they looked at strawberries and blueberries, but they're including all berry fruits, then you will lower your risk of Parkinson's by as much as 25%. Can you comment on this, please?
Sure. That's only if you're a man. If you're a woman, it does nothing for you, according to these studies. This is, again, Steve, a study published in the journal Neurology that used data, again, that was never designed for this particular outcome. And they had food questionnaires in these studies, and they used statistical analysis to look at who ate berries, who didn't, divided up those who ate the most, those who ate the least. And they found that for men who ate the most berries, especially strawberries and blueberries, they had a reduction of about 25% in terms of developing Parkinson's disease, but they found no such difference for women at all. In fact, they included women only when they pooled the data with the men so that they said overall there's a reduction of Parkinson's disease in people. But when you tease it out, when you look at the abstract of the actual study, they really say that, you know, we can't really conclude one way or the other whether there are other compounds that might be responsible for a reduction of Parkinson's disease, whether there's other protective factors that are involved. So again, this is another study that mainly does fun with stats in order to try and prove a point, but in the end, the authors admit that it was only statistical and that we really have to do other things in order to be able to be sure that this is actually the case.
Now, they are saying there are other health benefits that have been found in studies, so such as lowering blood pressure, so it's not bad for you.
Well, no, of course not. Eating berries is actually really good for you. The problem I have with these studies, Steve, is that they make claims, or at least claims are made, then that other people will use in order to sell products or take extracts out of things and say, have this, and therefore it'll work for you. And that's where the danger lies when you end up saying that there's studies that say this when really they don't.